Tom Hagen. I'm calling from Vito Corleone at his request. Now, you owe your Don a service. He has no doubt that you will repay it.
Well, my friend, are you ready to do me the service?
Yes. What do you want me to do?
Hello, Now Playing listeners. This is Brock Corleone, here to make you an offer you can't refuse. Now Playing is taking it to the mattresses with reviews of the Godfather trilogy of films and all of Al Pacino's other gangster movies. And podcasting is a dirty business. Doesn't make any difference to me what a man does for a living, but podcasting is it's a little dangerous. So now, we come to you for counsel and help. We understand you make a good trade, you make a good living, but now, we need a friend like you, so please, be our friend, listener. I want you to help Now Playing keep putting out the reviews you hear for free each week. And there's something in it for you if you can help them out. Know what I'm saying? Donate to Now Playing Spring Series and you can hear reviews of up to 28 bonus movie reviews. 28! Here's a preview of this week's bonus review of The Godfather.
Yeah, Coppola is always good, and even in his bad films, at visually telling you who people are. Because he's dealing with a big cast, and because they have Italian names, and it's going by so here and there, feels scattered, much like a party. You feel like you run into one and another. It feels conversational, but you're not sure what the plot is, and you're not sure who's who and how they're related. We get that Michael is on his own. He'll literally say, "I'm not like my family" in this scene, and everything about him projects that. He's sitting off on his own. He's not in the wedding photo. He's in the U.S. Marines. I mean, that is antithetical to everything the family would stand for. And his girlfriend, total wasp, not an Italian at all. Someone that we're grateful doesn't know anything about this culture, so he can explain who Luca Brasi is, how Johnny Fontaine became a famous singer. He can spill all the gossip to her.
And what an effective way to tell us, the audience, what the mafia is. We first see the Undertaker, who wants to have people killed and he's going to get them beat up. We find out about the band leader with Johnny, who was, they put a gun to his head. And just the way Michael ends that with, true story. It's just a really effective storytelling mechanism. If I can ding this movie because I've been giving it a lot of compliments, I feel there's one thing done ineffectively. Setting up poor Fredo. Fredo is the brother who, because Don Corleone really has five children, three sons, a daughter, and then the stepson. And coming out of this, I got Sonny, James Caan, big bravado. James Caan, I know from playing a lot of hard asses, getting his start here. Robert Duvall, unrecognizable in a toupee. I did not recognize him. I knew him from the credits, but looking totally different. And Al Pacino, looking more like Andy Garcia than I think of Al Pacino. I mean, Al Pacino, kind of like Robert De Niro, who we'll talk about next week, they became caricatures of themselves. Like, if there were political cartoons of them in the 70s, their faces transformed into that by the 90s. And so here, Pacino's a very handsome, younger man who does not have the distended features. Never once does he go big like I know him to do in this movie. But then there's poor Fredo, who's the last son, and when he came back later in the movie upon my first watching, I'm like, who the hell is this guy again?
He's the middle child. Michael's the youngest. I think you get everything about him in his one moment. It seems like a throwaway, but it tells you everything. He comes up drunk to Kay. He's like, hi, hi, hi. No, this guy is a goofball. He is not to be taken seriously. He has no machismo. Sonny, you fear. Sonny makes women swoon and men run for cover. This guy is a buffoon. And I think, you know, this is a big reason why The Godfather is able to connect with the audience is that there is a representational character for any family here. I think anyone can look at this family and see some representation of themselves or the people they know and maybe love here. I mean, there's always the screw up. There's always the one that will have nothing to do with them. There's always the hothead who feels entitled. And if you didn't grow up with a family, there's also this street kid. Tom Hagen is Irish. He has a different last name. He's not Sicilian, so he can only rise so far. He can never inherit the throne. Fredo can never inherit the throne. Michael, it appears, has no desire for the throne. And Connie is a woman who's marrying an Italian that Don makes very clear will never get involved in family business. So at the start of this, it seems impossible that Al Pacino's character is going to end up like his father and declares as such. He looks at Luca Brasi and he looks at Johnny Fontaine and it's disdainful. He thinks they've gotten there through ill means.
Coming back to this for the first time in a long time, remembering the big characters, knowing who Pacino is, knowing who Brando is, not remembering who all the other players are, I forgot Fredo was a brother when Fredo comes back into it. Fredo also disappears for a third of the movie in the middle.
Fredo was saved for part two. Let's just put it out there. Fredo has a very big part in the second film, but here and in the novel, he is just seen as the family screw-up, the one that they just know. We'll definitely get that established again much more clearly on the hit that's done on the Don. He's not a protector. He's not someone that is good in a tense situation. He crumbles, he cries, he womanizes. He's never doing the right thing for the family. And so again, all that's really set up here, if you boil it down, if you look at The Godfather for all its nuances and subplots and episodic adventures, the story is really of Michael literally coming home and figuratively coming to be his father. But at this beginning here, sitting off on his own, he's very definitely saying, there's no way that I'm going to join this family. And when he gets pulled into that photo, when they finally are like, we're taking the photo, what does he do? He grabs Kay. I am part of that world. I'm part of the legitimate American world. I am not all in with this family.
One thing, again, I'll also ding this movie for, where I didn't remember it this way coming back, and I found it a little off-putting, especially when I was watching it in that marathon 7-hour cut, is this gets really episodic. I could not tell you why this movie takes me to Hollywood. Sure, I'm glad it does, but that is a weird twist for this movie to make because it is one, like you said, Stuart, about family, the prodigal son returning home, and yet we've got this Johnny Fontaine.
Yeah, I think the Johnny story is important because it's all talk up until this point, and once we go to Hollywood, we're going to see the Godfather actually backs up his words.
Yeah, Pacino told a story in which his father made someone an offer they couldn't refuse. It was how Johnny got out of his bandleader contract, but it's just a story. And Kay doesn't even know if she should believe it. She's kind of starstruck, and how could Frank Sinatra ever have such a dark history? Yes, it is heavily alleged, although no one will say it on the record for fear of lawsuits and perjury. The story of Johnny is the story of Frank Sinatra and how he got into Hollywood. It's clearly here. If you know his history, by the 50s, Frank Sinatra was washed up. He turned to Hollywood. That band, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, that was a newspaper headline. Frankie's going to try to be an actor, and he did win an Oscar. He did get put into the movie From Here to Eternity and win an Oscar. How did he do that? Well, no one will say on the record how much truth there is to this story. Mario Puzo has said that he had to make up a lot of stuff, and he's not saying one way or another how much of this is made up or how much of this is just Hollywood lore. But it's interesting. And so I think one reason to retain it is because people have a curiosity about pop stars. And in 1972, it's very juicy gossip to think that Frank Sinatra turned to the mob to get to his part in From Here to Eternity. And you're right, Jacob. We just need blood. At this point, 30 minutes in, as intriguing as these characters are, hanging out in the dark rooms, plotting their evil deeds, they need to back them up at this point. And so we have Tom Hagen going to very civilly negotiate something, and then the Don will pull the string and make the offer that can't be refused.
Want to hear the full review? Become part of the Now Playing family. A soldier can donate for silver level. $10 or more and get 6 bonus reviews, 4 of the Purge series, and 2 more from Assault on Precinct 13. But I don't know nothing about no assault, you know what I mean? A capo can donate for gold level. $25 or more and get 13 total shows, including all 7 Al Pacino mobster reviews. Underbosses who donate $35 or more for platinum level get 17 total shows, huh? All the ones listed plus reviews of Pacino's 4 police films, Serpico, Cruisin', Sea of Love, and Heat. If you're feeling up to being a Now Playing consigliere, you can donate $45 or more for the Great White level, getting all of those shows, plus 4 Jaws reviews and 2 reviews of Deep Blue Sea, 23 total shows. And if you're a Don, you can donate $55 or more for the Jurassic level, you'd be a made man. Getting all these reviews plus the 5 reviews in the Jurassic Park series, a total of 28 shows. Bada boom, bada bing. Find the details at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. And though it's dangerous to be an honest man, I will tell you, if they could get a little help and close the deal fast, it'll be good for the family. It'll help pay the protection money needed for the free shows Now Playing has put out every single week without fail since 2011. And if you donate, then we know you come to us in friendship. And if by chance an honest person like yourself should make enemies, then they would become our enemies. And then they would fear you. Leave the donation, take the podcasts. Now, I'm gonna go take a nap. When we wake up, if the money's in PayPal, we know we have a partner. If it isn't, we'll know we don't. And if that's the case, it's bad luck for us and bad luck for you if you don't make that deal. Capiche? Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion pictures reviewed or otherwise referred to herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended. The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated. Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. This episode in the Now Playing Podcast Godfather Retrospective Series is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and no part may be reused or redistributed without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.